You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady.
Well, hey there.
Pam Collins. And we're going to talk a little. We always open everything up with your little friends.
The honeybees.
Oh. Well, I was going to ask you something. I saw something strange. We go down to Albert Lea every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we kind of were coming through Owatonna Faribault this week. And I noticed in somebody's yard right in town, they had beehives.
Oh, how exciting.
Now, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, well, in fact, there might be more people than you know that might have bees in town, but probably don't make a big deal about it or have them visible.
Yeah, you could see there were like three stacks of them, you know.
Oh, cool, right in town.
Right in town, and I thought, I don't know that I have ever seen that.
I don't think I have either, to be honest.
You know, does it pose a problem to the neighbors? Or?
It really shouldn't, because, the bees are... They're not going to bug you unless you bug them.
Okay.
And there are beehives all over the place that we just don't know about, you know, up in the trees, you know, and they're just all around us. And so these are just ones that have been not domesticated, but kind of being cared for and taken care of, you know. And generally speaking, if there's a beehive, you don't want to walk like right in front of it, in where the entrance to it is. Okay. If you come from behind it, they could care less. And stay maybe 15, 20 feet away from the front entrance, and they probably could care less too. Okay. And then when they fly out of the hive, they usually go kind of up. They don't go straight out anyway. They'll come and then they'll go up.
Okay.
And they'll go foraging, you know, up to maybe 3 miles from where the hive is.
Wow.
And so... if you have a hive within 3 miles of your house, chances are there are bees, you know, that come from these different hives. So whether it's located right there in your neighborhood or, you know, within a 3 mile range circle, it's really no different. Although I imagine some people might get kind of freaked out about it.
Well, and that's what I wondered. I thought, is that ever neat? Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of flowers probably. People grow flowers, you know, for, and it would be good for the bees. But I thought, I wonder if there's people, first of all, it can't be an ordinance against it or we wouldn't have seen that.
Yeah.
And secondly, exactly what you said, I wonder what the neighbors think. But
yeah, and I imagine they probably...
Have talked
with the neighbors. Maybe in exchange for letting them be there, they get free honey or something.
I was just going to say, they give them some honey and
or beeswax
and stuff. So
yeah, and just think, the bees, they're pollinating their flowers.
Thank you.
You know, their plants, their trees, things you don't even think about.
Gardens. And
yeah, exactly. Yep. So.
So, nope. And guess who we thought of as soon as I saw that?
So,
that's
cool.
My bee story. So now how are your bees
doing?
Oh,
well, I tell you, this weekend is an exciting weekend. We're going to take off for 2-3 days, and we're going to make our second trip up to Hackensack, Minnesota. And this time we're not getting bees like we did the last time, but we're just on the tail end now. The goldenrod is looking pretty pathetic. So that's like the last big hurrah, you know, as far as nectar flow for the bees. So we're going to have to start probably supplementing what they're eating. And in the past, we've done, we make our own sugar water. You know, you mix regular sugar with water, but it isn't, I mean, it helps them to survive, but we're going up to get a better, it's more like a replacement for actual nectar. It's closer to nectar. So we're getting several 5-gallon buckets of this liquid nectar, basically. And it's a whole lot cheaper if you drive up yourself and pick it up rather than have them ship it to you, probably like half the cost. So we thought we'd make a, you know, an outing of it and stay up there and go get it and bring it back home. So we're kind of excited. And this coming week, I think, is the week that we're going to be extracting our honey. So
okay,
we'll have fresh honey pretty soon, maybe by the next time I'm here.
Oh, wow. Do you know if it's been a good season, or is it too, you have to look first in the hives?
Well, judging by the number of supers that we've been putting on the hives, and the supers are the boxes full of frames that are up above the brood boxes. Think of those as the bee's home. You know, mm-hmm. that's where the queen bee is and the baby bees, and they have pollen and honey, and they're a little bit larger than the supers. And we leave those, and we don't really mess with that except if we're doing things to help them. But the supers up above that the queen bee can't get into, but the worker bees can, is pure honey just for us. Mm-hmm. And so many years, there are a lot of hives that might have one super on them, or mm-hmm. maybe a couple. We have at least one or two hives that have four supers on them this year.
Wow.
So we're expecting a pretty good honey harvest, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
Honey, the harvest is good.
Yep.
So that's your bee update.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Yeah,
neat.
Pretty exciting.
Wow. Well, talking about real estate...
Yeah, that too.
What's the weekly update this week?
Well, I tell you, now I don't know if you remember.
It's not as sweet as the honey update, the bee update.
But it is pretty sweet, actually.
It's okay.
Because when, you know, I do the printout of the, you know, the, all the listings online in the MLS, it's just like a snapshot of that mm-hmm. moment when I print mm-hmm. it out, which I did this afternoon. It's front and back again, so mm-hmm. it went into the second sheet. There are 96, I think there were 98 last week, or the last time I was here. And of those, five of them are coming soon, so they're not even on the market yet, but mm-hmm. we know that they're going to be coming within a short period of time. And 48 active listings right now, so that's pretty good.
Wow.
Very good. Yeah. And then another 43 are pending or sold just in the last 30 days. Mm. So it's been, the activity is pretty good. So,
good. That's yeah. good. Well, Pam, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Or you can call the Edina Realty office in Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for either the Bee Lady or Pam Collins.
Yep.
Either way, she'll
it'll
respond.
Get to me.
It'll get to you. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So, I was just going to say, you know, I do a printout also of, you know, the interest rates, you know, mm-hmm. that rate update. And it's almost boring. And how can we be so ho-hum over this? But I'm looking at a 30-year fixed, conventional loan at 3%,
wow.
15-year 2.375%, you know, VA loans 2.5, USDA loans, that rural development 2.5. Mm. So the rates are unbelievably
wow.
good right now, and I know I sound like a broken record, but this is not going to last.
No,
we know that it's not going to last. We don't know when they're going to go up, but we do know that eventually they will mm-hmm. go up. So, you know, the market is still, as you can see, very, very active. And one of the reasons is because of these great interest rates. You're just mm-hmm. able to get into a house that maybe at a higher interest rate you might not be able to get into. And so as long as this lasts, things are hopping and bopping. But I would say get on the house train now mm-hmm. if you haven't already. In fact, I was going to mention something. You know, as I was looking at the list here for Hastings, three of the houses on the list are comp solds. Now,
okay.
what that means is these houses never even got a chance to come on the MLS, on the market. They were sold before they went to print, basically. And the reason that happens is very, very often, realtors talk to each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, within our office and between all the realtors, you know, we're talking to each other all the time. And I might know that something is going to be coming on the market. Maybe I've listed it, but they're still getting it ready. So they haven't really, they're not ready mm-hmm. to open
right.
the shutter and have the showings and everything. And I'll be talking to another agent, and I'll mention, yeah, in a couple weeks, I think we're going to be able to have this one come on the market. Oh, tell me about it. Well, it's, you know, it's a one story, got three bedrooms, and oh man, what is it going to be listed at? You know, and then before you know it, it's sold, wow. And it hasn't gone on print yet. So that's why I was going to say, if you are looking for a house, it's really, really important to be connected with a realtor, because that's how you're going to know about the houses, either before they come on market or the minute they come on market. I have people that I meet all the time at like open houses that will say, oh yeah, we're kind of looking around, but by the time they get around to getting the details of a house, you know, they're already in multiple offers. So you have to have somebody being proactive and looking with you
right
ahead of time. So,
right. Yeah. You bet.
Yeah.
So any houses that you might want to feature?
Well, there is one, I believe, that's going to be coming on fairly soon, and it's a one-story, beautiful, beautiful home with a walkout basement and beautiful woodwork, beautiful floors, just well-maintained, meticulously maintained. It's got a couple bedrooms and even a lower-level possible like mother-in-law suite. So if you want to find out more details, give me a call and I'll fill you in.
And what's your number?
651-319-1298.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. Pam, our topic of the week, walking through a purchase agreement.
Yeah. Well, you know, the last time I was here, I was talking about the fixtures, feuds.
Yep.
And so I actually brought in an actual purchase agreement and was kind of, you know, going through the things that are listed as part of a purchase agreement.
Okay.
It's part of it unless you change it and say you don't want to include these things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those things that I'd mentioned, you know, garden bulbs, plants, trees. Yeah. You don't remove your apple tree.
Yeah. Not taking the, yeah, you know, we're not taking the Honeycrisp with us. We're leaving it planted.
Yep. Gotta leave it there. And even things like your water softener, if you own it, you know, that's assumed you'll leave it, your treatment systems, air exchange, and the wall mount for your TV. And, you know, one reason why I really think that it's good to work with an Edina Realty agent, and this is why I have chosen to be one, actually, is the incredibly great training that we get. And yesterday I just spent all morning with legal updates and some other information, training on forms and, you know, how you do business. And the training is so, so good. And in fact, we have a team of attorneys. There are three attorneys that we can call with questions anytime, and it's such an incredible resource. And when they were doing the legal update, it's something that you do, you know, regularly. They even found ways to make it interesting. And one of the things that they were pointing out is that it's been added to this paragraph here of things that come with a house are a playset. So if you have a playset in your backyard, it's assumed that you're going to be leaving it there unless it's excluded from it. So
Get it in writing.
Yeah, yeah. It's just always that if there's any grayness about it at all. And I was thinking, oh my word, you know, we have a lot of stuff for our grandchildren in our yard. And we've got a you know, a play school little playset you can move from one part of the yard to the other. Well, I wouldn't assume that we were going to be leaving it, but maybe now we better clarify that it's not. So, yeah, like we were just saying, if there's any grayness. And then the other part of on the paragraph, the first part of it, maybe two-thirds, are all the things that are automatically included that you shouldn't even have to write down. They just are included. But then there are the bottom, maybe third of the paragraph, are things that if they're not built in, are not included, and you have to write those in if you want them to come with the house.
Okay.
On the purchase. And that would include the stove.
Dishwasher.
Refrigerator, dishwasher, right? Mm-hmm. Microwave, the washer, the dryer. Those are the most common ones. Mm-hmm. So just so that you know, they do need to be written in. So now, when I'm talking to somebody and we're going to write up a purchase agreement to make an offer on a house, there's about five questions that I always ask them.
Okay.
Because a lot of the stuff on the purchase agreement, it's 12 pages long, mm-hmm. are kind of boilerplate. You know, they just apply to everybody. There's nothing really to decide about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to decide what price you're going to pay for the house.
Okay.
You've got to decide how much earnest money you're going to put down.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide what you want the close date to be.
Okay.
And usually that's about, I would say the most common amount would be maybe 45 days out.
Okay.
But anywhere from 30 to 60 days.
Okay.
Out from when you write the offer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide how much, I said earnest money, close date, earnest, what type of financing you're going to have. And that's something that your lender will tell you what you can do, if it's going to be a conventional loan, a FHA loan, and mm-hmm. then how much of that, how much you're going to put down toward your mortgage loan. Because that has to be written in the purchase agreement. Like, I'm putting 3% of the sales price down.
Mm-hmm.
So on a $200,000 home, you're putting $6,000
down.
Mm-hmm. And you can get a house with that. I know I've talked to many, many buyers who think that they still have to have 20% saved up. And it's wonderful if you can. Oh,
yeah.
My word.
Well, yeah.
It's wonderful.
Your
if you
monthly
can.
Payments are less and less. So,
mm-hmm. But you have to decide, you know, how much you're going to be putting down on it. Mm-hmm. And then you also have to decide if you're going to be asking the seller for any help with your buyer's
okay,
closing
sure.
costs. And there are closing costs involved. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe over the next few weeks, we might kind of walk through this purchase agreement
yeah.
and talk about some of the things that we have to decide. It's something that I do every day. I mean, mm-hmm. I do all the time. So it's a very, very familiar document to me. But if somebody that doesn't do that all the time, I think it would be really helpful to kind of know what goes into buying a house.
Well, and this is the first time, I mean, I've heard multiple subjects and I've heard them different ways explained, but this is the first time I you know, when you talked about it last time, when we were talking about people taking, you know, toilet seats with them and,
yeah.
and you know, things, it's like, and, you know, you know, like their appliances, which I guess I've heard some of that. But some of the mm-hmm. other things, it's like, really? I mean, yeah. wow. So I guess it shouldn't amaze me anymore, but that's just the way life is,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
It's
that's why I have to be clear about stuff.
Writing, writing, and writing, isn't
yep.
it? So, well, Pam, one final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Well, Pam, thank you very much. Hopefully next time we'll be sampling some of that long,
yeah.
sought-after honey that you
pretty
folks
sure
have.
Pretty sure we will.
All righty. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor, Pam Collins. If you have a question for Pam or would like to talk to her about today's subject, 651-319-1298, or any subject having to do with real estate and bees. Or you can give the Edina Realty Office of Hastings a call at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. This is KDWA Hastings.